Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's not so much of a groovy Tuesday. And I'm sorry about that, but, you know, things happen every single day that you find out about. Wow, this is going to be a tough one today. So take a deep breath. I'm glad you're here for the ride. Monica at 991-FMTalk.com. Talk and text lines 884-9910. We'll get those up and open in just a few moments. But I got to talk about what's going on in Sparks. What's going on around the country. And that is anger. Anger and the media misleading people. You know, I thought it was pretty ridiculous the other day when Jerry Nadler said that the riots, I can't remember if he said Portland or Seattle, but in one of those, were a myth. A myth. Supposedly, this all being started over the death of George Floyd, which an entire nation agreed was a heinous act by one officer. One. Supposedly. But now what's going on across the country, across the world, is the direct targeting of law enforcement. The direct targeting. The defunding. Okay. Seattle, they just decided to cut millions of dollars out of their department's budget. The Seattle police chief, Carmen Best, whose hands were tied by, once again, a city council on a political mission. Does that sound familiar, Reno? It is a fact that there are groups and individuals who are intent on destruction in our city. So she resigned. That could have been a statement from any police chief across this country. So I just posted on Facebook a story from The Blaze, another place, because I don't watch mainstream media. I do not watch him. Most of the time, I don't even watch Fox anymore. Unless it's Tucker Carlson and The Five, and I'm getting really tired of The Five with people like Donna Brazile on there last night. It turns my stomach because of the falsehoods that are being put out. So I go to my reliable sources online. And here is probably where we're headed. A five-year-old, and I hate that I have to use the color of his skin, a five-year-old boy is dead in North Carolina. He was out riding his bike in front of his dad's house. His other siblings were there. just riding around, having fun, being a five-year-old boy. A black man just charged the child, pulled out a weapon, and shot him in the head. According to WRAL, this happened on Sunday. Did you hear about that anywhere else? Did you hear about that on national media? Okay, just wondering. Seven-year-old and an eight-year-old witnessed their little brother out playing, just riding his little bike, watched a black man run up to him and shoot him in the head. While all the world is watching Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, the list keeps going on and on, so I'll cut it there. Burn, loot, murder. Remember David Dorn? So as we still remember all of these others, for one, I mean, I'm trying not to do the numbers here, but one man's life to, what are we up to, 22 now? And mostly black. A lot of police officers, former police officers, business owners, good citizens in the community, murdered because they're supporting Trump. A black man murdered because he's supporting Trump. So I know you're sitting there thinking, wait, Monica, you said Sparks. What's going on in Sparks? What's going on in Sparks is George Forbush made a statement on Facebook. I have six AR-15 rifles. I always thought having an AR-15 or an AK-47 pistol was pointless because of the lack of shouldering. But now I'm going to build a couple of AR pistols just for BLM, Antifa, or active shooters who cross my path and can't maintain social distancing. But someone who was antagonizing George felt that that was inappropriate. That a Sparks police officer would post something like that on social media. I totally support him. He's not talking about just going out and shooting your average citizen. Or a child riding a bike in the street. He's talking about active shooters, Antifa, and BLM. The Black Lives Matter, or the Black Lives Movement. Because they are destroying this country. The Black Lives Movement is not about black lives. It is about a Marxist agenda to dismantle our entire way of life. They've worked on free speech. They've worked on the Second Amendment. Now they're going directly after law enforcement. the slightest thing sets them off and buses them around the country. And the sad part is the majority of people supporting Black Lives Movement are uneducated. They're white 20-something, 30-something millennials, which are an indoctrination project of our education system. Because they don't know the facts. They don't know history. They don't know about Marxism, communism, socialism, and how it destroys countries, and they are trying to destroy this country. We don't want rogue law enforcement. George is not a rogue law enforcement officer. He is trying to protect his community and his brotherhood. When you back the badge, you back law enforcement. So, I love this. This is our local meeting. Sparks Council meeting, public comments largely aimed at police officer George Forbush. Yeah, they had two calls, one before and one after. And a few emails. And then one of the callers talked about the lack of response from the Spark City Council concerning the killing of an 18-year-old Sparks man, Michael Lee. Okay. Why would the Sparks City Council get involved with the killing of a man by law enforcement when he was committing a crime? Yeah. I'm getting really tired of this. Because, well, for one thing, George has the right to say what he said, whether it be in angst or anger, frustration, because we all get worked up, just like Sheriff Coverley in Douglas County. And sometimes we write or we say before we really think. And that's what Black Lives Movement is out there doing, trying to get people so worked up and frustrated that they blurt these things so they can be used against them. And they're coming again this weekend. Because they just can't stop because they're being paid to do this. Look at their financials. That's all I ask you. Look at their financials. Look at what they're really pushing. Defunding the police, the Green New Deal, billions of dollars have gone into their organization since 2013, started by the Open Societies Foundation, which is George Soros's money. And yet none of their money has gone to any black organization, has gone to help any black person, black community across this country, burning black owners' stores, businesses, killing black cops, killing black retired law enforcement. Where does it end? Where do you say no more? Even our AG Barr. The media is lying to Americans about peaceful protests. And Americans are fighting back. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
A so-called anti-fascist website is encouraging, quote, all manner of physical violence against Trump supporters and capitalists.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll join a million other people surrounding the United States Capitol.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
This is a national emergency.
Joe Biden says he is concerned President Trump will try to steal the November election.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
This is a trial run for the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election.
If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving.
Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are.
If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He is already alluded to there may be a civil war.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
Seriously, Mr. President?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders.
Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch. The
government's going to kill this guy.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
Wow. That's the American media at work. Our president has done nothing but work to build this country and continue to make it great again. But the left calls us racist. They call us antagonists. Democrats all across this country. I don't even know how you can live with yourself. Honestly, I don't. To see the destruction of what is going on and what your so-called leaders are doing. Shots fired at the White House yesterday. This isn't a game, people. This isn't about your sorry for what happened to George Floyd and the persecution of the black community, or people carrying firearms to protect their community. I will say it flat out. If you back, and I'm sure this is going to be a great soundbite for the left, if you back Black Lives Movement, you disgust me. Because they are just another branch of Antifa. They are just another branch of the people out there who are set and hell-bent on destroying this country. And just in case any of those trolls out there missed it, it's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
In your life, go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So glad you're with me today. And let's get the poll question out to you. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should homeowners associations be banned from including any political sign or flag restrictions in their bylaws? Yep. Another story coming out. Gentleman with a flagpole got a letter. Homeowners Association said he couldn't fly his Trump flag. We'll get into that a little bit later. 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you support President Trump's executive order action on extending unemployment benefits? 72% said yes, 28% said no. You should see what was included all in that executive order. Quite interesting what the Democrats are so up in arms about. You know, student debt relief, more protections in there from evictions. But yeah, you know, it really makes me wonder why people are so against Trump helping American citizens. Because when President Obama did an executive order, it was to help illegals and get them financial aid. When Trump does an executive order, it helps American citizens get aid. Big difference between the left and the right and why they hate Trump so much. How dare him help the American people? How dare him? Speaking of helping the people, I don't think that he wanted me to do this or even expected me to do it, but I know the talk and text lines are still blocked right now because I've been on a tear. But I want to read you this, and it's long in its entirety, from a listener. Monica, you're my last line of contact as of this moment. The PUD unemployment office denied my claim today, 4.5 months after originally seeking help and approving it for final approval last Wednesday. They stated the original Nevada Deeter Department is responsible for handling my claim. The very department that originally denied my claim and sent me to the PUD Claimant Department is supposed to be the department that is to handle my claim now. So now I have the case of the two departments pointing me to the other and saying the other is the one to help me. All total BS. And at this point deserves a lawsuit. The Nevada DETR, Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, needs to be sued over this. They are costing people like me our businesses, livelihood, and now our actual lives, all due to their department's inability to prepare and ramp up assistance for this fake pandemic that is orchestrated to destroy parts of the world's economy. I am literally losing everything over the SBA inabilities to properly assist. And of course, the failure of the Nevada DETR Unemployment Division. I am desperate and clinging on to life. I have days left in me, not weeks. And if this money doesn't hit my bank account this week, I don't think there will be a next week for me. No phone. No real communication with anyone at this point, except through email, which I can only check at two locations that are distant from me. And once I am out of fuel completely, which I am days away from, I will no longer have any contact with anyone. Plan is to go back to the mansion tonight. That's the governor's mansion. And I'm not leaving unless I'm arrested. If I can be found, it will be at the mansion late at night, unless I end up in jail over being there. Also, I listened to the show today, and while I think what happened to your husband is not good, I would not put it past the unemployment offices to create issues and lies to support more distress and fraud within the system to distract from the real issues of legitimate claimants getting the runaround for months on end. And then the S word. On with more confusion and denials of claims. Also easy to blame fraud so they don't have to pay out legitimate claimants. Not saying what happened to your husband is fake, but my belief is our government is using the excuse, or even worse, is contributing to the issue. Further discussion on that topic requires a rabbit hole. I no longer have a cell phone. I had AT&T cut it off because I can't pay the bill anymore. And now that it doesn't look like I'm going to get paid out of this week of by unemployment, my future looks very desperate and grim. No money, no communication ability, no food. Nothing to promise this life is worth living any longer, really. Hardest thing in all of this is knowing my son gets to grow up knowing his dad failed and is no longer around to help steer him in the right way of life. I trusted a Trump presidency. It was a good time to go vulnerable and open a business. Boy, was I wrong. And the decision may have cost me my life. Brian. You've heard Brian on the show. He's called in. You've also probably heard Brian say he doesn't want your money. He doesn't want to set up a GoFundMe account. Because he doesn't want handouts. He wants what is owed to him from the state of Nevada. He wants what is rightfully his, what he has paid into in the past. Do you think Brian is suicidal? Because that's what I read in to that letter. That's what I saw. That's what I read. I asked Brian to come and stay with me to just take a breather, to just recharge until somebody in this damn state gives a damn about those who are suffering. Because it sure as hell isn't Governor Sisolak and the minions that he has dancing around him, or any of the Democrats out there. Because if they were serious, they would stop these BS lies going along with Governor Whitmer, Governor Newsom, and all the other I don't give a crap governors that are around this country who just happen to be Democrats. You are killing people. And not just people like Brian, who have committed suicide because of the conditions you've put them in, the feelings of failure. But ask yourself, how many people died because of the whole BS script you wrote with hydroxychloroquine? Putting people on ventilators who should never have been on ventilators because of money. Because we can get this out of the CARES Act. Governor Sisolak, to any politician out there, if anything happens to Brian, you will never hear the end of it. My listeners will never hear the end of it. And I will do everything in my power to make sure you never hold office again in anything. Because it's time to stop listening to representatives, politicians who say that they care about the people of Nevada. When this state is shut down because of a virus that has a 99% chance of survival, there's medications available, and nobody has to die unless they have underlying severe conditions already. Are you tired of this yet? I don't care what political party you're from. If you are not saying something, if you are not doing something, if you are not standing up to the bull squat of BLM, of Antifa, diverting us, this stupid cold that is diverting us, then you are part of the problem. Take off your damn masks. Open your damn businesses without restrictions and tell the governor and OSHA to go pound sand. If anything happens to Brian, you will never hear the end of it. It's the Monica J Show. Now, The talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. We'll be back after this.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this somewhat groovy Tuesday. 884-9910, the talk and text line. Let's check in with Steve this morning on the line. Steve, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica, I heard you read that letter from Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of wondering why, if he's that desperate, why doesn't he go out and get a job? There are so many businesses hiring. He shouldn't have to be in the position that he's in.
I've talked to him, and he's tried to get a couple of jobs, but he doesn't have a residence. He doesn't have what we look at, you know, to get a job, and he doesn't want to get a job because he wants his money. He's estimated it at his $20,000 because of everything that has gone on with him, and he wants the state to pay up.
He sounds like he's destitute. So why doesn't he go out and sling hamburgers at McDonald's? It's because he doesn't want to, Monica. It's because he wants to live off the state. He wants people to feel pity for him. There's plenty of jobs available.
Steve, I've met this gentleman in person. He was a yacht salesman. He had a business at Tahoe. I've met him. I've met his little boy. This is not somebody who wants to be off of the system. He wants the money that he has paid into a system. He wants the government to step up and help the people that they are supposed to be helping. Because, Steve, he's not the only one.
Well, until he can get that help, Monica, instead of whining about it, he should go out and get a job so he can support his family. He's crying because he thinks his son's going to feel that he's a failure. Well, go out and get a job. Quit living off of the state. That's the problem with America today. People want to live off the government. There's plenty of jobs out there.
I would say yes and no to that. There are people I know, because my brother was in a whole family when he married into it. There are the welfare recipients who that's just what they want. They come up with the lies, oh, I can't work, you know, I get disability, whatever. And then there are those who want to go out and protest, and they're getting paid to do it, literally, because they're getting their unemployment. But Brian is different, and I guess I don't know how to explain it the best I can, so I'm not even going to try. So, Steve, I know you have your opinion. So thank you for calling in today, and I appreciate it. Lisa's on the line. Lisa, thanks for calling the show today.
Hi. Wow, that letter was unbelievable. I feel so bad for this guy. But I got to tell you, all of this crap is just that crap.
Yep.
He needs his money. He needs his money. A business owner? Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. Don't get me started on Sisolak. The economy, what he's doing to people, my daughter included, my son, who actually left this state as a result of this impact. I mean, it's absolutely horrible, and I know a lot of us wish we had answers.
And we're just not getting them.
No, and I don't know when it's going to stop. It needs to stop, and it seems like every time you turn around, there's a new rule, there's a new guideline, there's new advice. Let us live our lives, okay? 99% survival rate? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
It's unbelievable.
I, li- I do have to tell you, I only listen to you in my car because we can't get radio in my house. Go figure. Anyway.
Oh, Lisa, I'm sorry you got cut off there because I've got to take a Fox News update here, and we'll be back right after this with more of your calls on 92.3 and 99.1.